We made this.
Pick a disc. Best of 2019. Number 4.
Snafu by Pottymouth. Whilst not a light entry to this year's listening on the same scale as the previous entry, Gaffer Tape Sandy, I only really started listening to these around the start of October. The song 22 appeared on a daily mix on Spotify whilst driving to work, and it immediately got my attention. I just listened to the album and just, I just knew I was going to like this. So who are Pottymouth? Pottymouth are a trio from Massachusetts creating really good pop punk songs. They consist of Ali Einbinder, Victoria Mandanas and Abby Weems. Reading into the history of the band, it seems to inform a lot of the sound of this album, and it makes for a kind of interesting story of a band wanting to stay true to themselves. I won't go too much into detail about it because it's only a very short podcast that I want to aim to do, but the brief version of the story is they set themselves up from around the start of the decade and 2013 released their first album, Hellbent, alongside Before and After That. They had a couple of EPs, they got the attention of a record label, and then I think they flew to LA, I'm going off memory now. They just basically fell out with the label when the label started to try and get them to sound something that weren't themselves. So they kind of broke off ties with them, and inevitably, the 6 years after that album, Snafu came out.
Hey everyone, co-host of the One Season Show and host of the Culture Cast, Chris Stash, here to tell you about my favorite album of 2019. If you haven't heard of it, that's okay, because you're about to learn about Orville Peck's Pony. Released earlier in 2019, this album blends punk sensibilities with outlaw country from the late 70s to create what can only be described as its own thing. Orville Peck has a unique voice, a unique look. If you've ever wanted to see Lone Ranger with a fringe mask singing about all kinds of things that are not in the purview of country, listen to Orville Peck's album Pony. The first three tracks are the best three tracks on the album, though Queen of the Rodeo is pretty good. But for my pick of the year, Orville Peck's Pony 2019, Turn to Hate, best song on the album. Check it out.
So I've read reviews that liken this to Blink-182, and while it's not the most inaccurate of comparisons, it does the album a disservice if you just compare it to that. There's not much in terms of the juvenile fun here. There's some fun, but not as the immaturity that kind of likens, like say, Enema of the State doesn't seem to litter this album at all. There's a lot more introspection. If anything, the album reminds me a lot more of Colleen Green's 2015 fantastic album, I Want to Grow Up. But it's not as introspective as that album is. If you imagine like a political spectrum line that people use when talking about the left wing and the right wing, but we're not talking about politics, we're talking about the sound of certain albums. If you stick Enema of the State on the one side, and you stick Colleen Green's I Want to Grow Up on the other, and you have the transition from that album all the way to the other album, you'll find Snafu will be around the middle. In fact, thinking about it, another album that would be in the middle of those two that I think shares a lot in common with Snafu is the first Charlie Bliss album, Guppy. What kind of songs stand out? Well, I've mentioned it before, but 22 is great. It's just catchy, it's short, it's punchy. I don't know, it's just got something about it that kind of like just catches your attention.
Word to your mothers, Pick a Disc listener peoples. It's Colin from Weirdig Music and through this month's issue. My favourite album of this year. It was a really fucking narrow competition between just knocking out of first place Taylor Swift's new album. But my favourite album of the year was Young Enough by Charlie Bliss, which is it's way poppier than their previous album. It's utterly fantastic. The songs are brilliant. And the reason it sort of just edged knocking Taylor Swift out the way was it's a shorter album, and there's a couple of tracks on the Taylor Swift album that perhaps could have been missed out. But it's ace. You should listen to it. Cheers.
Open and Do It Again is also a great way to open the album. Smash It, I think, is also another peak, and I do quite like Bottom Feed as well, which closes the album itself. So I've not listened to the first album. From what I believe, the first album is a lot more rough sounding in terms of production wise and apparently. And it has like the impression that it's a lot more DIY, which I'm quite looking forward to listening to. Go to try and listen to it. I end up listening to this one instead, which is quite distracting. But I will eventually listen to Hellbent. Eventually. I want to catch up on what I've missed, particularly with some of the EPs as well, because Potty Mouth are a band who I've heard the name of a few times, but never really gave them much time to listen to, and I kind of regret it now after listening to this one. I'm going to catch up on what I've missed, and I suggest that you do too.